99.5 WKDQ, the Tri-State's Country Station. Hey, it's Eric Cornish, and we have got more of your favorites on the way next. But before we get to that, I want to put on a guy who a lot of folks in Evansville know very, very well for years and years at the Coliseum. Jerry the King Lawler, WWE Hall of Famer. Hello, King. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. How are you?
Doing awesome, and so looking forward to this. Now, I know you've been in town a couple times, but you're going to be back in the place where it all started, the Evansville Coliseum, this coming Wednesday night.
Man, I'm telling you, I almost get goosebumps when I think about it. You're right. There's so many memories from the Evansville Coliseum, so many years. That was our weekly stop with the USWA and our Memphis wrestling organization, you know, and out of Nashville. Every Wednesday night, the Evansville Coliseum, it wasn't Madison Square Garden by any means, but I mean, it was always a fun place to wrestle. And I mean, some of my biggest matches in my entire career right there. One of the few places, Louisville, and there at the Coliseum in Evansville, I had the opportunity to wrestle Andre the Giant. As a matter of fact, I'll have some pictures with me there Tuesday night of a match of me against Andre the Giant there in Evansville, in the Evansville Coliseum. So many matches also against Bill Superstar Dundee.
Oh, yes, the superstar himself.
Believe it or not, this Wednesday night, one more time, he and I are going to butt heads, and it's going to be the final confrontation between Bill Superstar Dundee and Jerry the King Lawler. Now, this has been a long time in the making, Eric. You know
yeah.
that, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be 35 years you guys have either been like on the other side of the ring from each other, on the same side of the ring, and let's see if we can get things cleared up this Wednesday night.
Well, you know, I tell people ask me all the time, and my stock answer is, who's the best tag team partner I ever had? Bill Superstar Dundee. And who's the toughest opponent I ever had? Bill Superstar Dundee. I mean, you know, he and I, like you said, on both sides of the fence or opposite sides of the fence at any given time. But, you know, every time it seems like whether we're partners or whether we're wrestling against each other, it seems like for some reason there's that chemistry that one brings out the best in the other. And, you know, we've had some classic matches. And, you know, if you talk to Dundee, he'll probably tell you that we've wrestled each other, maybe 400 or 500 times.
Yeah.
And he'll say it's like even, but that's really not true. I mean, you know, the scale would be way, way in my favor.
But right.
Yeah, I don't really argue with the fact. You know, I hate to rain on a guy's parade at this point in Bill's career. You know, it's no sense dragging up bad memories for the poor little Australian. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send him out on a sad note Wednesday night. I'm going to for the final time, he's going to have to hang his head in defeat, and the king is going to raise the crown in victory at the end of the night. I'm really looking forward to it. And as much as I'm looking forward to this match, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the greatest wrestling fans ever. And believe me, I've wrestled all over the world, but some of the greatest ever right there in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Still every Wednesday night there at the Coliseum, just like back in the day. And they're looking forward to going back in time a little bit and seeing some of the guys that they remember from back then, like you and Bill. And also, not just you guys, but Ricky Morton of the Rock and Roll Express will be
Ricky
in the building. Ricky
He's
Morton.
Be there?
He will be in the building. Beautiful
oh
Bobby Eaton will be
Bobby
in the building.
Eaton.
We've got PG-13 in the building.
No way. I didn't know these guys were still alive.
Absolutely. How
no,
about
I'm
this?
Kidding.
How about Grandmaster Sexay,
yeah,
Brian Christopher?
Unfortunately, I know he's still alive.
Yeah. He will be in the building too. And
I see him every Christmas and major holidays.
Right, right. And the wild eyed Southern boy Tracy Smothers, among others. I'm telling
Tracy
you what.
Tracy Smothers. You know, if you get a chance to talk to him, you need to ask him. I actually wrestled Tracy about 2 months ago in Cleveland, Ohio, and I really surprised him, as I did about probably everybody in the audience, with a drop kick, and I kicked his front tooth out.
Oh my goodness.
And
yeah.
He was all over the internet with his picture and on YouTube and everything on the internet with a big smile and his front tooth missing, saying, "Jerry Lawler, drop kick my tooth out."
I was wondering how he lost that. Now I know. See?
That was it. Cleveland, Ohio, drop kick from the king.
Unbelievable. It's going to be a fun night. See, just like this, it's going to be reminiscent. So if you remember wrestling the way it used to be there at the Coliseum, it'll all come back to you Wednesday night. Those tickets are available. $15 for general admission, $20 ringside, and one last time, it is the King, Jerry Lawler, the Hall of Famer, against the superstar, Bill Dundee. Can't wait to see it, King.
Man, I can't either. Hey, do me a favor. Play some a song by my good buddy. As a matter of fact, he was in the front row. We did Raw in Nashville just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I always take my phone out because I get texts and things from people while the show is going on. And so I look down. I get a text from Randy Houser. He said, "King, look over here on the front row about 10 o'clock. He said, I'm sitting on the front row. He said, "Is there any way I can come out there and you drop? No, you pile drive me." So anyway, it was great.
Excellent.
Randy Houser is a big wrestling fan, and I'm a huge fan of his. So if you get a chance, play some Randy Houser for me.
We'll do it, King. I appreciate it, and we will see you Wednesday night at the Coliseum.
Thanks, man.